The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to another edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. I'm Andy Holding, taking a look at the action at Dundalk this evening on Friday, January the 20th. Once again, we've got eight races for you. The highlight coming in the shape of the seven furlong handicap at 7:30, in which all the best seven furlong handicappers we've seen so far this winter are due to lock horns in what should turn out to be a fascinating affair. But it's not all about that. We've got some other decent handicaps as well. The mile and a quarter race at 6:30 looks quite an appetising one as well, and the nap comes in the 7 o'clock. So plenty to get stuck into here tonight and Dundalk.
Race one.
We begin, however, with a mile and a half maiden at 5 o'clock. In which quite a few disappointing types bid to get their head in front for the first time of asking. None more so than Adrian Murray's Tetraates, who comes here off the back of several eye-catching performances. None more so than last time out behind Secret Existence in a similar race to this over a mile and a quarter. Now, once again, this horse was very slowly away in the hands of Robson Aguiar. Unfortunately, he's an experienced pilot, decided to rush him up down the back straight, as he's done in the past before. And that tactical manoeuvre, a poor one as it was, turned out to be an ill-judged bit of riding because he gave the horse the most to do in the hottest part of the race. Therefore, I thought it was a really good effort for this horse to keep on as he did in the latter stages to get within half a length of the eventual winner, who, of course, was very well backed on that occasion. Hopefully Robson will have slightly learned from his mistakes in the last few weeks and give this horse a little bit more of an efficient ride this evening. Because if he does, there's no denying that Tetraates has got the ability, as he's shown, to win a race of this nature. So he's the choice in the first.
Race two.
On to race number two then, which is a mile and a half handicap. Of course, two of them here tonight. This is Division One. Our Rachel's going to be of some sort of interest to many punters here, being trained by Tony Martin, but she's yet to get ahead in front on the level, and she only ran to a moderate standard last time when we saw her when finishing sixth behind Solar Heat, so she's probably going to be overbet here, whereas I do quite like the claims here of Duchess of Florence, who's been in fairly consistent form throughout this winter. Of course, she's managed to win already over this course four starts ago, and although she's got beaten in the last two or three efforts, her performance last time out when she finished fifth behind Free State certainly indicated that a step up in distance will definitely suit this mare by Pivotal, because she was doing all her best work in the closing stages behind Free State. She could have done with a slightly better draw here tonight, but hopefully Conor Hoban can get him into a good position early on. And she's likely to be finishing strongest of all given her run style. So Duchess of Florence, a fairly confident vote that she'll go well for us there in race two.
Race number three.
On to race three then, which comes up at 6 o'clock, which is the second division of the mile and a half handicap. And the one to concentrate on here is Hello Humphrey from the Peter Casey Stable. Now, this horse doesn't win very often, but when he's in good nick, he often maintains a decent level of form. And on the indication of his run here last time, he certainly looks as though he's ready to strike sooner rather than later. Once again, this horse, who can be a little bit slowly away, was very tardy out of the boxes here a couple of weeks ago. To the tune of probably about 10 to 15 lengths, he was miles behind as they passed the winning line for the first time. But in miraculous fashion, he picked himself up the canvas and managed to get within amazingly half a length of Alnahart to finish, putting in a Herculean final circuit. Now, comparing his lap time, which was 2:04.4. It comes out quite favourably with Free State, who won the other division of the mile and a quarter handicap on the same card. He ran 2:05.5. So roughly about 5 lengths difference between the two. So it's just a classic case here of whether Hello Humphrey can get a reasonable start and get himself into a better position. There's every chance he will do so as well. Now he's running over a mile and a half, which should play into his strength. So Hello Humphrey, decent bet there in race number three.
race four.
Right, on to race number four then. This is the first of my bets here this evening in the shape of Song of Love, who's been a model of consistency in his last three or four starts. He managed to win one of these races back on the 16th of December in fairly decisive fashion from stall 14. Then he was dropped back down in trip on the 23rd of December. Now, this is the run that definitely puts him in with a great chance here, because after strong fractions over a mile and a quarter, he stayed on far too strongly in the latter stages to account for several rivals that he opposes again here this evening. The likes of Udigo, Specific Gravity, Here's Our Music, Charger, et al. Were all toiling in behind Judge of O'Brien's charge on that occasion. Now, he then went back to Dundalk against his old rival here a couple of weeks ago. Unfortunately, in the small field, in a slowly tactical race, he was held about the back door and he could only manage third behind Udigo. Of course, was much more handily ridden in the hands of Anna O'Brien. In fact, there was probably about seven or eight lengths difference between them as they went down the back straight. So it's just all about how this race pans out. I don't think it's going to be a tactical affair as it was here on the 6th of Jan. I do think it'll be very similar to the one when he won here a couple of starts ago, where there is likely to be plenty of pace on the likes of Manachin. You've got He's Our Music in there as well. They're all likely to force a decent pace. So with that kind of scenario panning out, it's hard to see Song of Love, under his ideal conditions, not running huge there in race four. So Song of Love is one of the best bets on the card, each way around about 5-1 this morning.
Race five.
On to race number five then, and the best bet of the day, the nap, comes in the shape of Easy Boy from the Pat Martin stable, who was a very impressive winner over this course and distance in the first time cheek pieces to start back, clocking a very decent time figure into the bargain. So I thought it was a formality when this horse lined up here again a few weeks later that he'd come out on top once again. But unfortunately, it didn't quite pan out for this gelding by Rip Van Winkle, as he had an absolute nightmare passage in the race, eventually won by Try Again. It didn't matter which way Conor Hoban went, he got his passage blocked off well and truly, and the horse came home in his own time to finish an ever nearer fifth, basically hard on the bridle, not knowing he had a race. So I marked him down as a seriously unlucky loser on that occasion. So technically speaking, he's a winner without a penalty here. Now, they booked Pat Smullen here tonight to not to make any mistakes from this five-year-old here this evening, in the same kind of grade that he's certainly capable of winning, as we've already seen. Round about 3-1 this morning, Easy Boy should hopefully get the nap vote in there on race five with any amount of luck in running.
Race number six.
On to race number six then, which is the 7:30, it's the 7 furlong handicap. And this is probably one of the most mouth-watering affairs we've had at Dundalk for quite a while. We've got all the best 7 furlong handicappers locking horns. They all come here off the back of good wins. The time figures have been exceptionally good. So we've got five or six contenders here, all putting their credentials very much on the line. We've got Coco Beach, of course, who won here on the 6th of January, beating a good field in a fast time. He certainly settled better and finished his race off better than he did the time before when he raced over 6 furlongs and he was too keen. So he's obviously got to be a huge danger to all. You've got the Mouse Doctor, who ties in quite a lot of these. He's been finishing on the fringes of the action in the last week or two. Of course, he was fourth in that race behind Ishii Bay or Grey. And then he chased down the rampant and informed Red Avenger last week, when, of course, Chestnut Fire was in behind. He's got a good draw as well in stall one. You've got Shepherd's Purse, who's been a model of consistency of late and has run two huge speed figures. And, of course, as I mentioned, Ishii Bay or Grey, who won very readily here in the hands of Danny Shee here last time out, recording one of the fastest times over at 7 furlongs at this track so far this season. But unfortunately, Pat Martin's charge has got stall 10 this evening, so that won't be easy. Then you chuck into the mix a horse that I've got a vested interest in, so as one or two guys from the office in William Hill Towers, the likes of Gary Kate, William Mike Grenham. We're hoping that to our Dark Alliance, a new acquisition from the Mickey Halford stable, now in the hands of Adrian Keith, will go very well for us here in the hands of Danny Shee. We do feel as though this horse is not a bad handicapped horse off a mark of 81. And we were very hopeful of a good run this evening, first time off the shelf off the back of a 86-day layoff. He won't lack for fitness. If anything, it's just, like I say, he's up against the best seven furlong handicapper. So we're hoping for a good run, but he could easily run very well and finish third or fourth in a race of this nature. Absolute humdinger of a race in prospect. I think the solid one is probably Mouse Doctor from Store One. I think he's likely to run his race, and if you're looking for a solid each-way bet, he's the one.
Race seven.
On to the penultimate contest, and I'm very keen here on Alfredo Arcano from the Derby Mine Ain Stable. I thought he was a pretty ready winner here on the 16th of December, and he certainly backed up that performance the time before when he was a bit unlucky behind Duplication when he reared coming out of the stalls and got himself a little bit too far behind. But I thought he was well on top here the last day when he beat Joseph O'Brien's Charge, and I think the step up in triple suit him as well, given that he was strong inside the final furlong that day. Drawn in stall one, should get a lovely run around the inside. Hopefully Fox Dream will take him along a good gallop like he often does and set it up for the finishing kick of Alfredo Arcano, who at 5-2 is the choice in race 7.
And the final race.
On to the final race then, and this looks a decent six furlong handicap. We've had plenty of these in recent times, and I'm sure that Geological will go well once again from the inform Damien English stable. He often likes to force the pace, and he's drawn in stall one to execute those tactics, so he's going to be very dangerous from the front. But a strong pace is definitely what Split the Atom wants over this course of distance, and he's got it. He ran really well behind Cocoa Beach in a good time figure the other day over seven furlongs. But that distance just stretches his stamina a little bit nowadays. And I think he's much better off over this six furlongs when they go gallop, which, as I said, they should go tonight. So it looks between the two, Geological and Split the Atom. But I'll go for David Myname's Charge and hope that he gets his head in front at the sixth time of asking at this track this winter. Thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. Once again, we'll be doing it all over again at Leopardstown on Sunday, where we are previewing a stellar-looking seven-race card. So please do tune in for that. Until then, it's goodbye from me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.